All right, this is Jared, Lefty's Precision Rifle Podcast, and I'm back. I figured I better check in. Been a while. I got all sorts of excuses like usual, but I'm making a drive for work, so I figured I'd check in, kind of go over the year in review, let everybody know what's going on if anybody's wondering. I can't remember when the last time I did a podcast. I don't have my notes. Like I said, I'm on the road. So I'm going to be winging it here. See how this goes with the road noise and whatever else. I think the last one I had done was August or June or July. Shoot, I don't know. Been working. Got some life changes going on, obviously. If you've been listening, you know I retired from the military, started another job. So getting pretty settled in there, working with one of my sponsors, Intech Construction. Getting that done. Finished off the rest of the year with matches. So, forgot to check back in. If you weren't paying attention, which wouldn't expect many people to be tracking me down, but finished off the Midwest, tied at 300, won three matches, so tied at 300 with a couple fellas, and then, lo and behold, who knows why or how, shot the Midwest finale there at STC, so my local range, a member there, Beamer, put on the match, always puts on tough matches, and it being a finale, I knew he was going to put on a bit more of a rigorous match, and somehow, I went out and cleaned the whole match. Never expected to do that, never was even on my radar. It's only been done by who, you know, how many people. Obviously, for one day, you know, people saying it'd be a little easier, which I would have. I can definitely say that it'd be easier cleaning a one day than a 2 day match like old Bushman, Texas last year. But like I said, wasn't expecting it. Trying to do the same ever since then and haven't come close. You know, people ask me how. Well, you know, what's the secret? This, I don't know. If I knew the secret, I'd be doing it every time. Telling myself on the way out there that day, he was like, drive out there, obviously, in the morning, being local range, trying to tell myself to slow down. That's one of my deals I got to work on. I got to slow down my trigger press, really slow it down. I need to find the trigger, take a second, feel it, press it. So I told myself to do that, and I worked on doing that, watching every shot, and I felt like I saw every shot that whole match, 100 rounds, saw everything, corrected the center. I don't know if it was just me being able to see it all or what was going on, but it felt great. Best feeling match, obviously, that I've ever shot. So trying to repeat that. So obviously Midwest went well. Top Mill Leo, which would be last year for that. Retired, and then took the number one open spot, so that felt pretty good. Had a couple of guys, of course, were bantering back and forth. I was in a squad with the majority of the folks I usually shoot with. Push each other, Jake and Nick. Usually travel around shooting together, like I said, so of course we're bantering back and forth. We get done, one of the guys asked me, well, when did you think that this was possible? I'm like, shoot, I got three stages in, clean for three stages, I never done that. I'm like, holy cow, what's going on? Got a little nervous, you know, people were trying to mess with me, which really didn't get me too far. Once I got halfway through it, all right, we got a chance at least winning this. I wasn't thinking about cleaning it, but shooting pretty well, I think I got a chance at least winning it. And like I said, I got fortunate. Everything went my way. So Midwest obviously turned out real well for me. No complaints whatsoever. Had some goals for the year. Obviously, Midwest, winning the Midwest wasn't actually what my goal. I wanted to end up top five in the Midwest, but there's some shooters, obviously. So top five was my goal. Obviously, outdid myself there. But I think I'm setting the goal again. It's going to be top five in the Midwest. Schedule's not out yet, so I'm not sure where the Midwest finale is going to be at, but really shouldn't matter. I shot a lot of matches. I didn't count how many, maybe 10, 12 regional matches, more than I'd ever shot before. Run around, did some shooting. The national matches, I think I shot six again. That's been my, I shot six last year, six the year before, when I finally started chasing the national match stuff. I'd probably shoot six this year, we'll see. Had some goals for national matches last year. I wanted to shoot 90% of the leader or better, and I think I only did that maybe one match. Last year's rough. Competition's starting to get stiff. A lot of the matches I shot, the winner just ran away with it on the majority. Like I was telling Jake, been shooting with him and been BSing with him, that this year I've been, feels like I shot better this year. And even the placements, I think I had four top 25s. I think my highest was like top 14. I had like a 25th, a 23rd, 18th, 14th, something like that. Had four of them. So if you look at the numbers, I shot real good. If you look at my hit percentage, I kept hit percentage numbers. I look better than I did year before. And then you look at my numbers as far as where I fell in placement, for the year, I placed worse before the finale and after the finale. I shot decent at the finale. I placed worse than the year before, where I thought I shot better. So it's just, I think it's a testament to the competition getting better. Shot some hard matches, which I shot a lot of local matches, so I might be a little more strategic on the matches I'm going to and what I'm shooting next year. Right now I'm breaking in some barrels. It's mid-January, so breaking in some barrels, trying to get out coyote hunting, do some of that off-season stuff, just tinkering and playing around. I'm not changing anything for this year. I think last year was first year I didn't change anything. I shot my loophole, impact, dasher, same trigger tech, foundation. Didn't change anything last year. I think that helped out. Not changing anything as of now for this year. Run the exact same everything. Bartland barrels, Jake spinning them, Sure Customs, Sure Firearm Sales, where you can find them on Facebook. Oh, road's getting bouncy, so it sounds like I'm stuttering. So not changing anything. So I'm hoping that, you know, that should help me out. Sticking with the same Burger bullets. I shoot 105s this year, so that might change a little bit, but I still, the 109s I've been shooting, I'm not running them hard. 105s, I don't plan on running hard, so I'm trying to keep it true and consistent. So nothing changing. Got my schedule somewhat built for the year. A lot of maybes on there. For right now, I know I'm going to Texas here in a couple weeks. Going out to shoot. Oh, what's this one? Steel Challenge. I think Best in Texas is the next one. Apprentice Weeks at Texas Precision Matches. Going down there to shoot it. Always had a good time. Sets up a good course of fire. Fun to shoot. Last year we had some nasty rain and weather. It's really cold in the Midwest right now, so we'll see how that turns out here in a couple weekends. In fact, this weekend here in Kansas, I think the high Saturday's 12 and the high Sunday is supposed to snow. The high Sunday's 4 degrees, so well below freezing, and single digit, double digits for highs. I don't know if I get out the range this weekend. We'll see. Try and break in some barrels a couple at a time. The year before, I broke in barrels just when I got them. And it's usually summertime, you're trying to shoot a 10-round string and not heat up your barrel and letting it sit. Last year, shot them all in the wintertime, and man, that made it so much easier. And I was actually getting out and shooting during the winter, so I think that helped quite a bit. Definitely took care of the barrels. Shoot a 10-round string once I got it broke in. The first 20 rounds or so, shoot zero, set it up, clean it a little bit. I don't get crazy on cleaning barrels between rounds and all that stuff. I get 20 rounds on it, then I don't go ham on it, but I just shoot it like I'm going to shoot it in a competition. Run stages, practice. I buy cheaper bullets, so I don't run my burgers for break-in. I've been using Nosler. Are they Nosler? Match burners, or maybe Barnes. I don't know. I buy cheaper match burners, 105s, run them, box 500. And then this year I've got some 105 match burners, and I got some Hornady 108 ELDMs, just some cheaper stuff that could be running competition. They've all shot great, but I just don't shoot my burgers to break them in. And running them super slow, just trying to get rounds on a barrel. And like I said, do it in the wintertime when it's nice and cool, get it sighted in, and then I just shoot stages, practice. Get about 150 rounds on a barrel, I take it home, take it off, put the next one on. I get 3 barrels at the beginning of the season. Did that last year, and I'm actually taking my 3rd barrel to Texas. I've got maybe 1,000 rounds on it, so went through 2.5 barrels last season, so it worked out well. Got all my supplies, so I don't have to panic buy. Just trying to stay ahead of that, keep up with that. What else? Not a whole lot planned right now. I got some folks lined up. I want to get on the podcast. I've been saying this for the last year, trying to get Derek Love on here. I'd hit him up. He's down for coming on. Should I try and get him on? Obviously, range owner, match director, just an awesome shooter. He picks up the gun and goes out and seems like he had never set it back down. So, and I want to get him on, talk about some of the ELR stuff too. It's interesting to me. It's not that I want to dive into it, but it's interesting. I've seen him out there and checked out his ELR stuff before, so that's pretty cool. It's a different facet. What he's learned, what the difference is. We've talked about it, but I want to try and get it on here. Everybody can hear it. Pretty interesting. I'm trying to get Jake and Nick back on this road trip to Texas here in a couple weeks. Try and get them on. We'll see. They're usually down to get on. I had to do a whole lot of begging. I don't like being on here by myself. I don't know if you guys like listening to it. It just seems like I kind of ramble, and I don't know if it's good info you guys are trying to get or learning anything or taking anything away from it. So if I don't have anybody on here, doesn't go very long. Just like I said, I'm not trying to ramble on. Talked to a lot of people, try to get them on, trying to sync up calendars is gonna be a pain. And I don't try to pressure people. I don't know if I've told the story or not, so I'll tell it on here. That was at a match, won't mention any names, but at a match, and another podcaster was there, and trying to hit someone up to come on. I wouldn't say I'm best friends with the person that's trying to get on, but I'm a good friend with him. And the podcaster hit him up, the guest, just like, you know, I just got done shooting 2 days, I don't really want to do this, yada yada yada. But the guest is too nice to say no. So he goes on there and just wasn't feeling it. Well, that's kind of what I'm worried about. Like, I don't want to pressure people. I don't want people to come on if they don't want to. Like, I'm pretty straightforward. If you don't want to do it or what, you know, I just want my guests to tell me no. Not right now or not at all. Whatever. So I just don't want people to feel pressured or like they've got to come on. But definitely think there's a lot better content when you get someone else on and ideas start bouncing back and forth. Kind of go down some rabbit holes and see what else is going on. So I'm going to try and get some more folks on. Get content out more often, obviously, than once every 6 months. So stay tuned to that. Leave some comments. Let me know what you guys want to hear about. Talk about trying to put on some classes or doing something like that, even if they're free. We've done it before for the KPRC, Kansas Precision Rifle Club, and it turned out real well. We only had a plan to do one at almost every range that we shoot in the KPRC. We did it at one range. And Steve let us come up to Spear Point, let us use the range for free. It turned out great. I think we had 15, 20 people up there. Maybe the communication wasn't so well, but we had some folks that came and just wanted to shoot like a belly match and shoot out to 1,000 yards, which we got them all set up. Had a bunch of chronographs that people didn't, you know, realize. Kind of give people info on what to bring. You know, if they didn't have a chronograph, we'd have chronographs. Bring some an app on your phone or something to write down dope. All that stuff. So, but the communication maybe wasn't so well received. Because we're trying to put on more of a precision rifle for the KPRC, get ready for matches. And it's maybe half and half. Some of the folks brought something that they wanted to sight in and get dope on, which we did. And the other half, we went out and actually ran some stages, went through how we break down wind, and how you write down wind, and what you see, and what to look for. And got some pretty good reviews. Like, I wouldn't say rave reviews, but definitely people wanted to come back, wanted to go to more, recommended more of these go on, and then we just never got around to it. People get busy and trying to move around, get some other ranges, some of the ranges exposure, or even keep it closed so people that are iffy about it can come out and check it out. So maybe we'll do that again. There's been talks about it, but nothing official set up, so don't hold me to it. What else? If you see me at a range or any of the competitions, let me know. I've been told, and I know I've got resting a-hole face, so either I'm focused on something, or I just think I've said it on here before, I'm not the guy that walks into a room and I want everybody to know I'm there. In and out, I'll talk to you all day long about whatever, especially precision rifle or hunting, shooting in general. But I'm not going to get up in your face. If I see something going on, I might let you know. Sometimes I don't. If you ask for help, you're going to get it. But I don't just go volunteering. I've encountered more folks, especially like myself. There's more times I don't want to hear what you've got to say or whatever. I got something on my mind. That's something I'm trying to work on, and that's what I'm trying to work on. And then there's other times I just trying to work on my own. So if somebody needs help, I will definitely give help or input when asked for. But I'm not the kind to come up and say, hey, you need to do it like this, or you should do this way. I can tell you what I would do in those situations or what I think a person should do. So like I said, the biggest point is, if you want some help or you got questions, just ask. I will be more than welcome to help you. But I'm not going to try pouncing on somebody saying, hey, you got to listen to me, or this is what you need to do. So, like I said, if I'm just standing around, come up and BS with me, hit me up. or Nick or Jake, all of them, any of those who are hanging out, they're going to help you out. Let's see, not a whole lot more. Like I said, I don't have notes. I'm trying to get this at least recorded. I don't have a whole lot of time when I get home at night from work, and I just try to chill out, so I've not been sitting in the front of the computer recording all these, even though I need to be. I need to just set a time to do it. Probably record another one actually here while I'm driving. I got some other stuff I wanted to talk about, so record another one. It'll be on my own, but I'll try and put it out a little bit later, just to stuff I got on my mind, trying to get done before I lose it or forget it. Otherwise, that's it in a nutshell. Still here, still shooting. Just haven't had time to sit down and put all my thoughts down on the computer. So, if you see me out and about, obviously give me a shout. I've got stickers and a little swag and stuff like that. Hit me up. So, again, like I said, let me know if you guys want to hear something or have some info or want info or tricks or tips, or I'll give you what I know, best stuff that's worked for me. I don't really have any secrets. So again, thank you for sticking with me, listening. Let me know what you want to hear, what you're thinking, and I'll try to get around. If you have any special guests you want on, I'll reach out to whoever. They just got to tell me no, like I said. So if you got anybody you want to listen to or hear from, let me know. Try to get them on. Also, another thing that's run through my, if you guys want to see videos, I forget to take a lot of pictures. We go to these matches, I don't take hardly any pictures, but if that interests people, let me know, and I'll start taking some videos and pictures. I'll probably post the one up. My daughter Ava, this gets me back on track here. My daughter Ava was running, well, wasn't running. She was RO-ing one of the stages, the finale. So if you shot the finale in Medicine Lodge, she was on stage 10, running the timer and I think giving the brief. Ava, that's her name. She's stage 10. It was the last stage in order on the south side of the range. So it's the picnic table, shot off the picnic table and the tank traps. Little tiny thing, feisty. She's like her mother. She'll get on you if you're doing something or not listening to her during her brief, is what I hear. So if you're there, you'd known who she was. But she videoed me as when she started. That was my first stage for the finale. I shot with Mil Leo, mostly in my squad, and some sponsored shooters, the sponsor spots, and actually ended up starting where she was at. So she started and actually recorded me. That's the only recording I got of the whole finale, and it was just what I was telling myself I need to do at the beginning of this recording, that you slow down. Like, I was closing my bolt on target, close my bolt. I'm pretty fanatic about that. I don't close my bolt time on target, steady. And then I'll take my finger from the side of the trigger guard just straight to the trigger and pull the trigger. I need to slow myself down. Of course, I didn't look at that video. I didn't want to mess with anything or mess with myself. I didn't look at that video after day one to kind of slow it down on day two. I think I just went through the whole 2 days worth of just yanking out. Yanking the trigger. Like I said, it didn't go too bad for me. I think I ended up 75th out of 200 and something for the finale. It wasn't too bad. I should have finished better, obviously. You ask anybody, they're going to think they should have finished better for the match, but I watched that and I, oh my goodness. Well, I just taken a run and start at it. So, and like I said, during that Midwest finale, I just told myself, slow down, take my time. I was intentionally, before every stage, telling myself, do this, slow down. If you time out, it's fine. Well, obviously I didn't do that, didn't tell that to myself for the for that video or for the whole finale. I was rushing it. Which Beamer had the Beamer set up the finale, the national finale. A lot more thinking going on and moving and twisting and turning than there was for the Midwest finale, but I still need to slow down. Got to get on that trigger. I think when I'm missing some of these shots just left or just right, I think it's putting the old yank on that trigger. Just getting me off a tenth or two. Some of these targets were tiny. I'm just missing them. So still shot pretty well on that stage. I think I took an 8 on that stage, which was pretty decent. I think that was the high for our squad. Pretty decent throughout the finale, but I need to slow it down. But otherwise, I think that's it for this one. Obviously, like I said, that's pretty quick. Just down and dirty, what's been going on. Like I said, I'm trying to get more out, let you guys know what's going on and where I'll be. See if we can't meet up somewhere. Let me know if you're going to be there. At least say hi. Get a sticker or whatever. But otherwise, thanks for listening. Let me know what you guys want to hear, who you want to hear from, what you want to hear about. And I'll do my best to get it done. So again, thanks for listening. Appreciate y'all, you guys.